from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. Today, it's another all-fusion show. I was in one of my electric jazz moods as I was preparing this program, getting things underway with a psychedelic rock band that was not necessarily known for their work in the realm of jazz rock and fusion, but certainly they experimented with jazz rock possibilities, especially on their debut album. The American band Spirit and their self-titled debut released on Epic in 1968, with Randy California on guitar, John Locke on electric piano, Mark Andis on bass, and Ed Cassidy on drums. This is their jazz rock epic, Elijah.
Thank you.
closing that set with a trio from Germany called Ex Magma. Many consider Ex Magma to be more prog rock or kraut rock than fusion, but certainly plenty of jazz influence within this purely instrumental trio, consisting of Thomas Baloff on keyboards, including electric piano and organ, Andy Goldner on guitar, bass, and sax, and the American drummer Fred Braceful, originally from the Detroit area. Fred moved to Germany in the 1960s and participated in many legendary krautrock and jazz rock sessions emerging from that country in the 1970s. From their debut LP from 1972, Ex Magma, we heard the opening cut of Side A, aptly titled The First Tune. Before that, from Spain, a fusion quartet called Jarka, J-A-R-K-A, consisting of Jordi Sabates on keyboards, Danny Somoza guitar, Alfonso de Lucas bass, and Pedro Van Eckelt on drums. From their 1971 debut, Ortodoxia, Orthodoxy, reissued on CD on the Peacock label, we heard the title track. And we began the set with Spirit and their jazz rock epic Elijah from their self-titled debut, Spirit, from 1968. That album also containing the instrumental Taurus, which many claim was the basis for the iconic Led Zeppelin tune Stairway to Heaven. As we continue on, it's an all-fusion show this hour on Jazz Progressions. And we'll begin this set with one of the premier jazz rock fusion bands to emerge from the U.S., Return to Forever, fronted by keyboardist Chick Corea, and a track from the first album to feature this lineup of RTF: Chick Corea on a variety of keyboards, Al DiMeola on guitar, Stanley Clark on bass, and Lenny White on drums. Recorded and released on Polydor Records in 1974, the album Where Have I Known You Before? This is The Shadow of Lo. Thank you. Wrapping up that set with music from the band Dr. Tree, hailing from a country that we don't hear too much from on the jazz rock scene, New Zealand, and a track from their 1975 self-titled debut, Dr. Tree, reissued on CD on EMI New Zealand. And Dr. Tree was Kim Patterson on trumpet, Martin Winch, guitar, Murray McNabb, keyboards, Bob Jackson, bass, Frank Gibson Jr., drums, and Johnny Banks, percussion. One review of this album calls Dr. Tree Return to Forever with a Trumpet. I think that's a very accurate description of their music. And we listen to One for Diane. Before that, music from drummer Horace Arnold and a track from his 1974 album Tales of the Exonerated Flea. That track was a duet between Horace Arnold on drums and keyboardist Jan Hammer. It was the closing track of the release, Eurokilo Silence. Other tracks on the release feature an all-star cast, including Art Webb on flute, both John Abercrombie and Ralph Towner on guitars, Clint Houston, George Mraz, and Rick Laird on bass, and David Friedman on vibes and marimba, and Dave Johnson on various percussion instruments. That album has been combined with Horace Arnold's previous release from 1973, both originally issued on Columbia Records. That album, Tribe, is purely acoustic and more free jazz-leaning, with a similar cast, although that album, Tribe, features Joe Farrell on reeds and Ralph McDonald on percussion, in addition to Horace Arnold, Ralph Towner, and David Friedman. Both albums issued as a 2-CD set on the MIG label. And we began the set with Chick Corea and Return to Forever, The Shadow of Lo from Where Have I Known You Before. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. It's an all-fusion show this time. I hope you're enjoying it. Jazz Progressions features an eclectic mix of modern jazz, everything from free improvisation to the avant-garde to fusion, occasionally also more contemporary styles, including acid jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more information about Jazz Progressions, then please visit our website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. You can view the playlist for this and previous shows. You can also listen to this and previous shows at your convenience. This is show number 1621. We'll wrap up the hour with a couple of classic fusion tracks from the ECM catalog. And I just mentioned guitarist John Abercrombie. He, of course, has recorded for the ECM label for over four decades. We'll turn to his second album for the label from 1975, the album Gateway, the follow-up to the very successful Timeless release, and a very similar trio formula used for Gateway, with one major difference. It's John Abercrombie on guitar and Jack DeJohnette on drums for both albums. Timeless featured Jan Hammer on keyboards. Gateway features the English bassist Dave Holland. This is Unshielded Desire. Closing that set with Norwegian guitarist Terje Rypdal and a track from his 1975 album Odyssey, that track featuring Thorbjørn Sunde, trombone, Brynjolf Blix, organ, Sveinung Hovensjo, bass, and Svein Christensen on drums. It was called Over Birkerot. We took that from the 3-CD deluxe reissue of the album on ECM called Odyssey in Studio and in Concert, featuring the complete studio sessions as well as a live concert session recorded later in 1975 for Swedish radio. John Abercrombie before that, leading his trio from the album Gateway, also from 1975, we heard Unshielded Desire, also on ECM Records. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.